I think $25,000.
Fantastic.
So it's hilarious, but...
Well, let me ask you. Have you contemplated for Aretha's acquiescence?
Well, that's the thing, is that if we go to Dick... what's the guy's name over at...
Dick Allen.
Dick Allen over at, William Morris.
Dick Allen.
They're going to want a lot of money.
Yeah.
I mean, the other thing that I'm contemplating is why not, if it's $25,000 just sitting in the thing and it's no longer part of the warrant, and, you know, they're not in the record business, why don't we just buy the picture?
Well, you're looking for clues for me, and I can't give you any except Sidney Pollack and maybe John Calley. Is John alive?
Yeah, I don't know. Well, actually, maybe John might be a help. You're right. That's a good call. I'll go to John Calley. I talked to Mo Austin the other day.
Yeah.
And he didn't know who to talk to over at the Warner Music Group to even look about her contract. He said maybe Sheldon Vogel if he was around.
Oh, wait a minute. What about speaking to, what's his name? Lior. The guy who's running it now.
Lior Cohen?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And okay. Have him look for a contract.
Yeah, maybe that's the thing, if I can get him on the phone.
But if you're asking, were their film rights subsumed under her record contract, I would say 1,000 to 1, no.
Okay.
1,000 to 1, no.
Even though the film company was with the music company at that time.
We were so separate, it was unreal.
Yeah, okay.
We had nothing to do with them.
Yeah.
No, they with us.
Okay.
You know, look at any Atlantic contract, any standard contract, and look for see if you can find a clause that allows for filming, other media, the media to be announced. I don't know.
Right, right. All right. Well, look, I want you to know we're getting closer here.
Well, that's great.
And the other thing that making it a sort of a priority is that she's the NARIS Music Cares person this year.
Uh-huh.
So the guy who's one of the trustees there is the head of Warner Film Music, this guy Doug Frank.
Also, with Rhino, Rhino is putting out a double CD of Aretha's unreleased Atlantic sides, most of which I produced.
I saw that with the demos and all the stuff on it.
I understand the L.A. paper has given it a glowing review.
I'm sure. So they're the demos of when you guys first went
not, in? No, they're not demos.
Yeah.
They're unreleased sides.
Okay.
There may be some demos in there, but in generally, no, these are full-fledged records.
Did you go back in, or did they just send you the copies?
Too much to explain.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
All right, well, I'm keeping on the quest, but I think we're getting closer. So I'm going to just let you know what's going on.
Okay.
All right.
All right.
Feel good.
Thank you.
Bye.